learned that when you planted your corn, there was a kernel on the bottom of that grain of corn.
Mm-hmm.
So until the corn got up about this high, they'd just come in there, and as long as they could find the kernel good, it was little, young,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't pull up much before they'd get enough to eat. But I'd still feed them, and they wouldn't pull up much. But then when the corn got up about this big and big enough to plow, they'd come in, and there was no corn down there. And there were mothers, especially, that then. The other big bunch wouldn't come, but mothers would come that were sitting out here in the woods, different places around.
Yeah.
And she'd come in to get something to eat about 10 o'clock. Well, you didn't know that she was going to light on this field or what, so you didn't know where to put the feed out. And I'd be over there, and I'd go, I don't mind telling you, I'd get off in the tractor, and she'd be coming down the road pulling up every stone. But nothing on it to eat, see.
Yeah.
It done decayed. I'd get off the tractor, I'd say, USB, get over on there, get out of here. Now, hell, ain't nothing here to eat, get on out. Well, I'd get off the tractor and go run her up. Like a fly, but you just fly around another side of the field and light down, go ahead again.
I'll be there. This was because the government had, the government hadn't been burning the land.
The people had quit burning the land. They let the pine timber grow.
Yeah.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
The government had nothing to do with it. They don't even know now to burn it off down yonder for them.
I see.
I don't believe a government man knows what you could talk to. None of them working for the government would know that that's what they had to do to save them cranes.
So the people over there aren't burning the land off anymore?
Well, nowhere. No, me or nobody else burns our ground in the moor, you understand? The moor, if the woods get so far, we just have a fit because it burns your timber.
Yeah.
But then when there was no more plains, you'd call it, or flat land, or ground that was, the little cranes could go on. They had to quit raising almost then, see.
Because
a little crane hatches off, its legs are at least 10 inches long when it hatches out. And it's got very little bit of use of them to walk behind its mother. I've seen them from the time they were this big until they were grown. In other words, a neighbor caught one of them little and raised it over here to be a great big crane. Oh, it could stand here and pick the stuff up in that ceiling, never stretch its neck.
You're kidding.
Oh, no.
That ceiling, which is what?
8 feet.
8 feet?
Yeah.
And a crane could...
Yeah.
A crane could...
Stand there on this floor and pick stuff up down that ceiling and never stretch its neck to do
it. Can you tell me something about these cranes? How tall are they?
Well, they stand up about that high.
That's about...
About 3.5 feet.
Yeah.
And then the necks, about 3 feet long.
God.
2.5 or something like that. Feet long.
They're huge then,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
And how many of them are left?
Well, they claim, the government claims 42, there's 28 left. That's all that's left of them. And
then they'll be extinct.
Huh?
And then they'll be...
There's 28 left when I quit farming 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I fed them over here in the field, and 28's all would come.
Now, what do you call them, the...
Sandhill cranes.
Mississippi?
Mississippi sandhill crane. But they're way back yonder now, where we were fussing about them, and they're eating corn and things. And they were just, I'd give my neighbors corn to feed them, to keep them from killing them. They wanted to kill them. But I'd beg them not to. I said, oh, God, don't do it. Please don't. Let's don't kill them. There's just a few of them, and let's don't kill them. They're too pretty. And it's just too pretty a bird to kill. They're colored about like a guinea. And got a little red over his eyes up here and things. They're beautiful things. Oh, they're beautiful. Well, anyhow, he wanted to shoot him and kill him, and I gave him the corn not to do it, just, and fed him, let him feed him at his field.
Yeah.
But in other words, it wouldn't come in where you had a little 2-acre field or 3-acre field, understand? The cranes wouldn't come bother that.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to get out one of these 40 or 50-acre fields where he could see all the way around them, you understand? And nobody could slip up on him.
Yes.
And that's why that bothered me and him, because we had pretty good sized corn fields. He had about a 20-acre field, and I had about a 60-acre field.
Right.
And but I didn't fuss with the government too much about it. But anyhow, they come aboard here to work with them, and he said, Mr. Manning, I'm going to quit them and leave them. He says, I'm going to, you know where the whooping cranes at, over in Texas or somewhere over there, where the whooping cranes at. Well, he's going